In a world saturated with instant sharing and constant connectivity, the value of silence and discretion has become more crucial than ever. The rise and fall of powerful figures and empires often pivot on a single, revealed secret. Such secrets can serve as shields, guarding us from harm, or as swords, leading to our undoing. The ancient Stoics understood the power of secrets, and mastered the discipline of keeping certain things to themselves, a practice that safeguarded their dignity and inner peace. Silent battles, the hidden strength of Stoic resilience. Imagine for a moment that every person you pass on the street is a warrior in their own right, engaged in battles that are invisible to the naked eye. These battles are not fought with swords or shields, but within the labyrinth of their minds. They are the silent struggles that each of us faces, personal dilemmas, fears, doubts, and emotional scars that the world knows nothing about. The Stoics, ancient philosophers renowned for their wisdom and emotional strength, believed that these silent battles were fundamental to our growth and character. They taught that true resilience isn't about being unscathed by life's trials, but rather about how one navigates these hidden conflicts. Each person is like a fortress, their walls marked with the wear and tear of internal skirmishes, skirmishes that test their willpower, patience, and resolve. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." These words echo through the ages, speaking directly to the essence of silent battles. The Stoics understood that the fiercest fights often occur in the silence of our own minds, where we confront our deepest fears, grapple with uncertainty, and forge our character in the fires of adversity. But why keep these battles silent? Why not share them with the world? The answer lies in the power of discretion and the sacredness of personal struggle. The Stoics knew that revealing these inner conflicts to just anyone could dilute their significance and make one vulnerable to misunderstanding or judgment. Not every ear is attuned to the depth of your struggle, and not every heart is prepared to handle the weight of your burdens. By choosing to keep these battles private, you protect your inner world from being invaded or trivialized by those who cannot truly understand. There's also a profound strength in silence. When you fight a battle that no one knows about, and you emerge on the other side stronger and wiser, that victory is wholly yours. It's a testament to your resilience, a personal medal of honor that needs no applause or validation. In an age where everything is broadcasted and every emotion is laid bare on social media, there is a rare and powerful courage in choosing to keep some things unsaid. This silence is not about bottling up emotions or denying oneself the comfort of shared experience. It's about recognizing that some battles are meant to shape you in solitude, to be the crucible in which you forge your own strength. As Marcus Aurelius, another great Stoic, once mused, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Our silent battles, these unseen struggles, are not obstacles but pathways to becoming who we are meant to be. So the next time you find yourself waging a war within, fighting doubt, fear, or grief, remember the Stoic way. Embrace the silence of your struggle, not as a sign of weakness but as a powerful testament to your inner strength. For it is in these quiet moments of introspection, far from the gaze of the world, that true transformation takes place. And when you emerge, even if no one else knows of the war you fought, you will carry with you the unshakable knowledge that you are a warrior of the unseen battles. Self-doubt, the unseen architect of greatness. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a vast, shadowy forest, where every step you take is cloaked in uncertainty. This forest is self-doubt, a place where everyone, regardless of their strength or experience, has wandered at some point. It is a land of whispers and echoes, where questions hang in the air like fog. Am I good enough? What if I fail? Who am I to think I can do this? Self-doubt can feel like an unwelcome guest, one that saps your confidence and stirs up fear. But what if this guest is actually a misunderstood ally, an unexpected mentor in disguise? The Stoics, masters of internal landscapes, would argue that self-doubt is not the enemy. It's a sculptor, chiseling away at the marble of our minds to reveal our true potential. Think of self-doubt as a relentless inner critic who questions your every move. At first glance, this critic seems harsh, nitpicking at your every flaw and mistake. But look closer, and you see its hidden gift. It forces you to examine yourself, to consider your actions and motives with a discerning eye. It makes you pause, reflect, and strive for something better. It's a reminder that complacency is the enemy of growth, and that true greatness is born from questioning, not certainty. In this way, self-doubt is the spark that ignites the fire of self-improvement. Like a vigilant guard, it stands at the threshold of your comfort zone, challenging you to prove your worth, not to the world, but to yourself. It's not there to stop you, but to make sure that when you take a step forward, it's with conviction and purpose. Consider some of history's greatest minds: Leonardo da Vinci, Marie Curie, Albert Einstein. Do you think they never doubted themselves? Quite the contrary. They faced immense self-doubt, wrestling with it daily. But instead of letting it paralyze them, they used it as fuel. For them, self-doubt was a compass, pointing out the gaps in their knowledge, the areas that needed more work, and the questions that hadn't yet been asked. It was an invitation to dig deeper, think harder, and aim higher. However, self-doubt is a double-edged sword. While it can be a powerful motivator, it can also be a crippling force if left unchecked. The Stoics teach us that the key is not to eradicate self-doubt but to master it. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, often wrote about his own struggles with doubt and fear. Yet, he saw these struggles not as barriers but as opportunities to cultivate courage and wisdom. To harness the power of self-doubt, you must first acknowledge it without judgment. Accept that it's a natural part of the human experience, a sign that you care deeply about what you're doing. Then challenge it. Ask yourself, is this doubt based on fact or fear? What evidence do I have that supports or refutes this feeling? By interrogating your doubts, you strip them of their power and gain clarity. Next, use your doubts to fuel preparation and persistence. If you doubt your ability to give a presentation, practice until you can't get it wrong. If you doubt your knowledge of a subject, study it until you could teach it. Self-doubt is an invitation to sharpen your skills and deepen your understanding. Lastly, remember that self-doubt often stems from comparing yourself to others. The Stoics remind us that the only comparison worth making is with our past selves. Are you better than you were yesterday? Have you grown, learned, and evolved? This is the measure of true progress. Self-doubt, then, is not the villain it's often made out to be. It's a shadowy figure in the forest of our minds, guiding us towards self-reflection and growth. It's the whisper in the wind that urges us to question, learn, and strive. And while it may never fully disappear, with understanding and courage, it can become one of our greatest allies on the path to greatness. Embrace it, challenge it, and let it sculpt you into the person you are meant to be. Future plans: the enigmatic map to tomorrow's adventure. Imagine your life as an uncharted territory, an immense and mysterious land stretching out before you, filled with mountains to climb, rivers to cross, and valleys to explore. Future plans are the maps we draw to navigate this vast terrain, penciling in where we want to go and sketching out the paths we think will take us there. But like any map drawn before the journey begins, they are filled with question marks and uncertainties. Every line on the page represents a choice yet to be made, a road not yet traveled. Future plans are more than just a list of goals or a set of instructions for our lives. They are blueprints of our dreams, hopes, and ambitions. They are the stories we tell ourselves about who we want to become and what we want to achieve. Yet, they are written in a language of aspiration, full of words like one day when and if. They promise a destination, but the journey to get there is often unclear and unpredictable. There's a paradox at the heart of making future plans. On one hand, they give us direction, purpose, and a sense of control over our destiny. They help us to focus our energies, prioritize our actions, and stay motivated in the face of challenges. On the other hand, the future is inherently uncertain. No matter how detailed our plans, the universe has a way of throwing curveballs, disrupting our carefully laid paths with unexpected twists and turns. The Stoics, those ancient sages of resilience and wisdom, understood this paradox well. They believed in preparing for the future but also in embracing the unpredictability of life. Premeditatio malorum, they called it, the premeditation of evils. By imagining the worst-case scenarios and planning for them, they steeled themselves against the shocks of fate. Yet, they also taught that we should not become overly attached to our plans. Instead, we should remain adaptable, ready to change course when circumstances demand it. Think of future plans as a lighthouse on the horizon. They give you something to aim for, a guiding light in the distance that helps you steer your ship through the stormy seas of life. But just as a sailor must be prepared for rough waters, shifting winds, and unforeseen obstacles, you too must be ready to adjust your sails and change direction when necessary. This doesn't mean we shouldn't make plans. It means we should approach them with a sense of curiosity and openness, rather than rigid determination. After all, some of the best adventures happen when you least expect them, when you take a wrong turn or stumble upon a hidden path. Future plans are like a dance with the unknown, a delicate balance between intention and spontaneity. Making future plans is also an exercise in self-discovery. It forces you to ask the big questions. What do you want out of life? What are your deepest desires and fears? What kind of person do you want to become? These questions are like the keys to the treasure chest of your potential, unlocking the secrets of who you are and what you are capable of achieving. Yet, the process of planning for the future is not just about looking forward. It's also about looking inward. It's about understanding your values, recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, and aligning your actions with your beliefs. It's about creating a vision of your future self and taking steps each day to bring that vision to life. But here's the twist: the future, in all its mystery and possibility, is not something that just happens to us. It's something we create, moment by moment, with every choice we make. Your future plans are like seeds planted in the fertile soil of the present, waiting to blossom into reality. But just as a gardener knows that not every seed will grow, you must also be prepared for the fact that not every plan will come to fruition. So, make your plans, draw your maps, and set your course. But do so with the knowledge that the path ahead is never set in stone. Be ready to adapt, to change, and to embrace the unexpected. For in the end, the journey is just as important as the destination, and the adventures you have along the way will shape you in ways you never could have imagined. The future is an open book, waiting to be written. It's a story that unfolds with each passing day, a mystery that reveals itself only when you have the courage to turn the page. So, plan for the future, but live fully in the present, for it is in this moment that the seeds of tomorrow are sown. Comfort zones, the hidden fortress of the mind. Picture yourself standing before a grand castle. Its walls are high, sturdy, and seemingly impenetrable. This castle is your comfort zone, a fortress constructed by your mind to protect you from the unknown, the uncomfortable, and the unpredictable. Inside its walls, everything is familiar. There are no surprises, no threats, and no need for risk. It's warm, safe, and secure, just as a castle should be. But here's the thing about castles. While they keep out danger, they also keep in the inhabitants. Comfort zones operate the same way. They provide a sense of security and predictability, creating a mental space where we feel in control. In this space, routines flourish, habits take root, and we move through our days with a sense of ease. The comfort zone is where we feel competent, where our skills are honed, and where the stakes are low. It's a refuge from the chaos of the world outside. Yet, this fortress can also be a prison. The very walls that protect us also confine us, limiting our experiences, our growth, and our potential. Inside the comfort zone, there is no room for challenge or change. It is a place of stagnation, where creativity can wither and curiosity can fade. The comfort zone whispers to us, telling us to stay put, to avoid risk, to be satisfied with the status quo. But deep down, we know that life's richest experiences lie beyond its walls. To step outside of your comfort zone is to venture into the wilderness of the unknown. It's like leaving the safety of the castle and wandering into a dense, uncharted forest. The trees tower above you, their branches weaving together to form a canopy that obscures the sky. The ground beneath your feet is uneven, filled with roots and rocks that threaten to trip you up. There are sounds in the distance, strange and unfamiliar. Every step forward is filled with uncertainty. This is the zone of growth, the place where real transformation happens. It's here, in this wild and unpredictable space, that you encounter challenges that test your limits, that push you to learn, adapt, and evolve. It's here that you face your fears, confront your doubts, and discover strengths you never knew you had. Each step outside your comfort zone is like a torch that lights the way, revealing new paths, new opportunities, and new horizons. The Stoics would argue that the true essence of courage isn't the absence of fear, but the willingness to face it. They understood that comfort, while pleasant, is often the enemy of progress. In their view, the good life is not one of ease and complacency, but of resilience and growth. They believed in embracing discomfort, in pushing the boundaries of what we think we are capable of, and in finding strength in adversity. Leaving the comfort zone doesn't mean abandoning all security or diving headfirst into chaos. It's about expanding the circle of what is familiar, about gradually enlarging the perimeter of your castle to include new experiences, new challenges, and new learning. It's about building bridges from the known to the unknown, crossing over to new territories while still maintaining a connection to your base. Every time you step outside of your comfort zone, no matter how small the step, you are expanding the limits of what is possible. You are teaching yourself to be brave, to be adaptable, to be resilient. You are discovering new passions, developing new skills, and gaining new perspectives. And with each new experience, the walls of your comfort zone expand, creating more room for growth and adventure. But the comfort zone doesn't just expand, it transforms. The more you challenge yourself, the more you grow, and the more your comfort zone becomes a launchpad rather than a fortress. It becomes a place of rest, where you can recharge before your next adventure, rather than a place of retreat. You learn that comfort is not a destination but a starting point, a place to gather your strength before venturing out into the wilds of life once more. So ask yourself, what lies just beyond the walls of your comfort zone? What possibilities are waiting in the shadows, just out of reach? What new paths are waiting to be discovered? The answers to these questions can only be found by stepping outside, by leaving the safety of your castle and embarking on a journey into the unknown. Remember, the greatest adventures often begin at the edge of your comfort zone, and the most profound growth happens when you dare to venture beyond it. So, take a deep breath, gather your courage, and step outside. The world is waiting. Vulnerabilities and weaknesses, the unseen strength and fragility. Imagine a cracked vase. On the surface, it appears damaged, flawed, its imperfections standing in stark contrast to the pristine, unbroken vases around it. In a world that prizes perfection and strength, this vase might be discarded, deemed useless. But what if these cracks tell a story, a testament to its resilience and endurance through life's many trials? What if, instead of hiding them, we chose to fill those cracks with gold, letting them shine in the light? This is the art of kintsugi, an ancient Japanese practice that transforms broken pottery into something more beautiful, more valuable, precisely because of its imperfections. Vulnerabilities and weaknesses are often viewed like those cracks, something to hide, to be ashamed of, or to fix. Society teaches us to project an image of invincibility, to wear masks of confidence and strength, and to shield our softer, more fragile parts from the world. We're told to man up, to get over it, to toughen up. In the race to prove our worth, we conceal our insecurities, bury our fears, and disguise our struggles. We become like the unbroken vases, seemingly flawless but ultimately hollow and untested. Yet, there is an undeniable strength in fragility. Vulnerabilities are the cracks that make us human, that make us real. They are the parts of ourselves that we often wish to hide, but are also the very aspects that connect us with others on the deepest level. When we show our vulnerabilities, we are saying, "I am imperfect, just like you." And in doing so, we invite empathy, understanding, and genuine connection. We step down from the pedestal of invulnerability and join the circle of humanity, where everyone is imperfectly perfect. The Stoics understood the power of vulnerabilities. They believed that true strength came not from hiding one's weaknesses, but from acknowledging them, embracing them, and learning from them. They saw vulnerability not as a sign of weakness, but as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. To the Stoics, admitting a weakness was the first step towards overcoming it. It was a declaration of courage, a willingness to face the uncomfortable truths about oneself, and a commitment to personal development. Weaknesses, too, are not what they seem. What we often perceive as a weakness can be a hidden strength, waiting to be discovered. A person who is overly cautious might be exceptionally thorough and attentive to detail. Someone who struggles with anxiety might have an acute sensitivity to their environment and a deep empathy for others. Our so-called weaknesses are often our greatest strengths in disguise, the very qualities that make us unique and give us an edge in certain situations. To embrace our vulnerabilities and weaknesses is to acknowledge that we are not perfect, nor do we have to be. It is to accept that we are all works in progress, constantly evolving, learning, and growing. It is to understand that our flaws are not failures but features of our human experience. They are the raw material from which we can build resilience, strength, and wisdom. There is a profound beauty in vulnerability. It is the birthplace of creativity, innovation, and authenticity. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we open up to new possibilities, new perspectives, and new experiences. We become more adaptable, more open-minded, and more willing to take risks. We learn to trust ourselves and others, to lean into uncertainty, and to embrace the unknown. We discover that the world does not end when we reveal our flaws, but rather, it expands with new opportunities for connection and understanding. Vulnerability is not about weakness, it is about openness. It is about being honest with ourselves and others, about showing up fully, and about being seen for who we truly are. It is about having the courage to be imperfect, to make mistakes, and to learn from them. It is about being brave enough to let others see our scars, our fears, and our dreams. It is about living wholeheartedly, without the need for masks or armor. In a world that often values strength over sensitivity, power over patience, and certainty over curiosity, embracing vulnerability is a radical act. It is a rebellion against the notion that we must be perfect to be worthy. It is a challenge to the idea that we must have it all together to be valuable. It is a reminder that our true worth lies not in our invulnerability, but in our humanity. So, let us not be afraid to show our cracks, to wear our vulnerabilities like gold, to embrace our weaknesses as opportunities for growth. Let us be like the vase in the Art of Kintsugi, not perfect, but beautiful in our imperfection. Let us fill our cracks with the gold of courage, resilience, and authenticity, and let them shine brightly, reminding us and others that there is strength in vulnerability, beauty in weakness, and grace in being gloriously, messily human. Personal grievances, the echoes of unhealed wounds. Imagine you're walking through a forest, the crisp leaves crunching underfoot. Suddenly, a thorn pierces your skin, a sharp, unexpected pain that makes you gasp. Instinctively, you pull back, nursing the wound. But what if you didn't? What if, instead of tending to the wound, you let it fester, hidden beneath layers of bandages that do nothing to truly heal it? Over time, this tiny thorn becomes infected, causing a deep, throbbing pain that spreads, sending sharp reminders of its presence with every step you take. Personal grievances are much like this unhealed wound. They are the emotional thorns embedded in our psyche, small, sharp, and often hidden just beneath the surface. These grievances are the hurts and slights that we carry with us, sometimes for years, allowing them to fester in the shadows of our minds. They are the insults that linger, the betrayals that burn, and the injustices that echo long after the moment has passed. While seemingly minor at first, they can grow into festering resentments if left unchecked. But what makes a personal grievance so potent, so enduring? It's the personal nature of the wound. Unlike a thorn that simply pricks the skin, a grievance cuts deeper, often striking at the very heart of our identity, our values, our sense of self. It's the friend who betrayed our trust, the colleague who took credit for our work, the family member who dismissed our feelings. These are not just simple offenses. They are perceived attacks on our very being, our worth, and our place in the world. Grievances, however, are not merely about the events themselves. They are about the stories we tell ourselves in their wake. We replay the hurtful moment over and over, like a broken record stuck on a painful note. We analyze every word, every gesture, every expression, trying to make sense of the offense, searching for a reason why it happened, and often, blaming ourselves or others in the process. This constant rumination keeps the wound fresh, preventing it from healing and allowing the pain to seep into other areas of our lives. The Stoics understood the power of grievances and the danger of allowing them to take root in the mind. To them, holding on to a grievance was like drinking poison and expecting the other person to suffer. They believed that the only way to truly free oneself from the grip of a grievance was to change one's perspective, to reframe the narrative, and to let go of the desire for retribution. By focusing on what is within our control, our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes, we can choose to release the grievance and find peace. Yet, letting go of a grievance is not about ignoring or invalidating the pain. It's not about pretending that the wound doesn't exist or that the offense didn't matter. It's about acknowledging the hurt, understanding its source, and then deciding to rise above it. It's about recognizing that holding on to a grievance is like clinging to a burning coal, hoping to throw it at someone else while only burning ourselves in the process. To let go of a grievance is to reclaim our power. It is to refuse to be defined by the actions of others or by the wounds of the past. It is to understand that grievances, while painful, are also teachers. They reveal to us our values, our boundaries, and our vulnerabilities. They show us where we are most tender, where we need to heal, and where we need to grow. They are opportunities for self-reflection, for forgiveness, and for transformation. There is a certain strength in choosing to let go of a grievance. It requires courage to confront the pain, to face the wound, and to decide that it will not control us. It takes wisdom to see that grievances are often more about us than about the other person, that they reflect our own insecurities, fears, and unmet needs. And it takes compassion to forgive, not just others, but ourselves, for holding on to the hurt for so long. But letting go of a grievance is not about forgetting. It's about remembering differently. It's about transforming the wound into a source of wisdom, the pain into a source of empathy, and the grievance into a source of strength. It's about filling the cracks with gold, not to hide them, but to honor them, to celebrate the resilience that comes from healing, and to show the world that we are more than our wounds. We are the light that shines through them. In the end, personal grievances are a choice. We can choose to let them define us, to let them keep us trapped in the past, or we can choose to let them go, to learn from them, and to grow beyond them. We can choose to be the wounded or the healer, the prisoner or the liberator, the victim or the victor. The power to heal, to forgive, and to move forward lies within us, waiting to be claimed, waiting to transform our grievances into grace. Achievements, the silent sculptors of our story. Imagine standing at the base of a towering mountain, its peaks shrouded in mist and mystery. The air is crisp, each breath filling your lungs with the scent of pine and possibility. Your eyes trace the jagged path leading upward, winding through dense forests, across roaring streams, and over rocky cliffs. You can't see the summit, but you know it's there, waiting, challenging, daring you to climb. Achievements are like that mountain, each one a summit in the landscape of our lives. They are the milestones that mark our journey, the peaks we scale against all odds. Every achievement, big or small, is a testament to our determination, our grit, and our relentless pursuit of something more. They are the moments when we dared to reach beyond our limits, to challenge the status quo, and to redefine what we thought was possible. But achievements are more than just the end result. They are the stories of the struggle, the sweat, and the sacrifice that brought us to the top. They are the late nights spent working on a project, the countless hours of practice honing a skill, the moments of doubt and fear that we faced head-on. Each achievement carries with it a narrative, a backstory that is often hidden from the world but known deeply within our hearts. Consider the artist who spends years perfecting their craft, pouring their soul onto the canvas. To the outside world, their masterpiece is the achievement, the finished work displayed in a gallery, admired and celebrated. But to the artist, the true achievement lies in the countless hours of solitude, the relentless pursuit of perfection, the willingness to embrace failure and start again. It is the process, the journey, that defines the achievement, not just the destination. Achievements are also deeply personal. What one person views as a monumental success might seem trivial to another. To a marathon runner, finishing a race is a significant achievement, a testament to their physical endurance and mental fortitude. To someone else, simply getting out of bed in the morning might be an achievement, a victory over depression, anxiety, or chronic illness. Achievements are not about comparison or competition. They are about personal growth and overcoming the unique challenges we face. The Stoics believe that true achievement is not measured by external accolades or recognition, but by the inner strength we cultivate along the way. They saw achievements as opportunities for self-mastery, moments when we align our actions with our values and principles. For the Stoics, the ultimate achievement was not wealth, fame, or power, but the development of a virtuous character, the ability to remain calm in the face of adversity, to act with integrity, and to find contentment in the present moment. But achievements can also be deceptive. They can become traps, luring us into a never-ending cycle of striving and dissatisfaction. In our quest for success, we can lose sight of why we started the journey in the first place. We become so focused on reaching the next summit that we forget to appreciate the view from where we are. We measure our worth by our accomplishments, believing that we are only as good as our last success. This is the danger of achievements. They can make us prisoners of our ambition, always chasing, never content. To truly understand the value of achievements, we must learn to see them as reflections of our inner journey, not just markers of external success. We must celebrate the effort, the resilience, and the courage it takes to pursue our dreams, regardless of the outcome. We must recognize that the real achievement is not in reaching the summit, but in daring to climb the mountain in the first place. Achievements are the silent sculptors of our story. They shape us, mold us, and reveal who we are beneath the surface. They are the moments when we push beyond our fears, challenge our limitations, and discover our true potential. They are the echoes of our effort, the footprints we leave behind on the path of life. In the end, achievements are about growth, not glory. They are about becoming the best version of ourselves, not for the applause of others, but for the quiet satisfaction of knowing we gave our all. They are the rewards of a life well lived, a testament to our spirit, our perseverance, and our unwavering commitment to the journey. So, as you stand at the base of your next mountain, take a moment to appreciate the climb. Celebrate the small victories along the way, the lessons learned, and the strength gained. And remember that every achievement, no matter how small, is a step closer to becoming the person you were meant to be. The summit is just the beginning. The real achievement lies in the journey itself. Desires of the heart, the unseen forces guiding our journey. Imagine a dark, ancient forest where the paths are hidden, and the air is thick with secrets. This is not just any forest, but a realm woven from the deepest recesses of our being, a place where logic falters and reason yields to something far more primal, the desires of the heart. These desires are like faint whispers carried by the wind, guiding us with an invisible hand toward the things we crave most. They are not mere wants or fleeting whims, but deep, insistent calls that echo within us, compelling us to act, to dream, to reach beyond the tangible and into the realm of what could be. Desires of the heart are the sparks that ignite our souls. They are born in the quiet moments of introspection, where our true selves reveal themselves beneath layers of societal expectations and self-imposed limitations. When we strip away the noise of everyday life, we begin to hear the clear, persistent drumbeat of our inner longings. These desires are not dictated by logic or practicality. They are fueled by a profound yearning for meaning, connection, and fulfillment. Some desires are ancient, embedded deep in our DNA, passed down through generations like an heirloom. The desire to love and be loved, to belong, to find our place in the world, these are the threads that connect us to our ancestors, the primal instincts that have guided humanity since the dawn of time. They are the invisible ties that bind us, the unspoken needs that drive us to seek out companionship, build families, and form communities. But other desires are uniquely our own, shaped by our experiences, our dreams, and our deepest fears. They are the personal quests that define us, the ambitions that fuel our journey. To some, the desire might be for adventure, to explore the uncharted corners of the world and unravel the mysteries of the unknown. To others, it might be the desire for wisdom, to seek out knowledge and understanding, to make sense of the chaos around us. And then there are those whose desires are simple yet profound, a longing for peace, for quiet moments of solitude, for the simple joys of everyday life. The Stoics would caution us against desires, viewing them as potential sources of distraction and suffering. They believed that desires, if left unchecked, could lead us astray, causing us to chase after things that are fleeting and beyond our control. They urged us to cultivate a sense of detachment, to focus on what is within our power, and to find contentment in the present moment. Yet, desires of the heart are not so easily dismissed. They are the threads that weave the fabric of our lives, the forces that shape our choices and define our paths. Without desire, we would be aimless wanderers, drifting through life without purpose or direction. Desire gives us a reason to strive, to push beyond our limits, to chase after our dreams. It is the fire that burns within us, the force that propels us forward, even when the odds are against us. But desires of the heart are not just about what we want. They are about who we are. They reveal our deepest values, our truest selves, our most profound truths. They are the windows into our souls, the mirrors that reflect our innermost being. When we follow the desires of our heart, we are not just pursuing our dreams. We are embracing our essence, living authentically, and aligning ourselves with our true purpose. Desires are also paradoxical. They can be sources of immense joy and fulfillment, but they can also be the root of our greatest pain and suffering. The desire for love can lead to heartbreak. The desire for success can lead to failure. The desire for freedom can lead to captivity. But it is in these contradictions that we find the true beauty of desire. It is in the tension between longing and fulfillment, between aspiration and reality, that we discover what it means to be human. To desire is to be alive. It is to feel the pulse of life coursing through our veins, to taste the sweetness of possibility, to experience the thrill of the chase. It is to embrace the unknown, to dance with uncertainty, to risk everything for a chance at something more. It is to acknowledge that we are not static beings but ever-evolving creatures, constantly growing, changing, and transforming in response to our deepest yearnings. In the end, desires of the heart are not about what we have or what we achieve but about who we become in the pursuit of them. They are the guides that lead us on our journey, the stars that light our way, the forces that shape our destiny. They are the unseen currents that carry us toward our true north, the silent whispers that remind us of our potential, the quiet calls that beckon us to become who we were always meant to be. So, listen to the desires of your heart. Follow them, trust them, let them guide you. They are the compass that points you toward your true self, the map that leads you on your journey, the song that sings of your soul's deepest longing. And remember, the desires of the heart are not just about the destination, but about the journey, the adventure, the quest. They are the stories we write with our lives, the legacies we leave behind, the echoes of our existence that reverberate through time. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey into the depths of Stoic wisdom. Your support is the cornerstone that allows us to continue bringing valuable insights to every corner of the world. If there's a topic or an idea you're passionate about and would like to see explored further, please don't hesitate to drop it in the comments. Your input fuels our mission to deliver even more profound content. If you found today's discussion meaningful, we'd be grateful if you could give us a like and hit that subscribe button. Together, let's keep the flame of knowledge burning bright. Before you go, don't miss our next video on anti-Stoic habits that might be lurking in your daily routine. It's time to uncover and address those subtle habits that could be drifting you away from Stoic principles. Stay curious, stay reflective, and as always, keep seeking wisdom.